got good live tonight.
You're on the high seas.
Haven't seen a vessel for days.
It's been days.
The last time we saw anybody was when we were boarded by pirates. I wonder if we're the only person left on the planet. I think we're out here all by ourselves, you know.
Thank you.
Navy Lab.
Yeah.
think we're live. Sometimes I'm still numb, I don't know. But I think we are live. I think we're on the high seas. We're on board the RV Red Mercury. I can't tell if anybody's hearing us, but... I can't check the email. I feel like we're the only ship left. Somehow I feel Armageddon has befallen us, and we are here by ourselves on the RV Red Mercury. Kind of reminds me of a game way back in time, October 2nd, 1959. I find myself strangely devoid of people. But despite the emptiness, I feel an odd feeling that I am being watched. It's very eerie. At the same time, I feel hope. Maybe there's somebody left.
I'm not quite sure. Kind of a strange night, you know, I'm not quite sure.
Perhaps it has something to do with the experimentation we've been performing in the laboratory. Maybe we've opened a void, a temporal distortion. Perhaps something has come through from the other side. Hopefully the signal is being out to somebody. Anybody. I'll go ahead and keep transmitting some music to the sound garden this evening. On board the Red Mercury. Perhaps it's October 2nd, 1959.
We're coming in good miles
tonight. The target for the show, okay, too early, I don't know.
If anybody's out there, I don't know if anybody's hearing us. I feel like it's October 2nd, 1959. I feel like they're the only one. seas, or so it seems.
We're still alive.
It's a secret unknown. He's just joining us. We've been going here for a little bit. I'm not quite sure if there's anybody to join us. I don't know if anybody's out there.
I have no way to tell. We have no communication at all. It seems the internet is down. The email is down. We can't connect to the satellite.
We don't even know if we're on a body with the orbiting satellite. We haven't seen a soul for days.
We're just kind of powering through the dark.
GPS is down.
Autopilot is down.
We're making about 5 knots.
That's it.
But we are making forward progress. Through the chop, through the waves. On this thing we're talking about here. All the formulas, the equations, the experiments, they're all meaningless unless there's a purpose. What purpose are we fulfilling here on the Red Mercury?
I don't know. I ask myself from time to time, is it worth it? What am I doing?
Why are we here?
But somehow, I get the strength to forge on,
to keep moving ahead, to aspire to become more.
And that's why the Red Mercury is here.
And that's why we're on board.
And somehow we found our way here.
And we move forward. We try to become better at everything we do.
Thank you.
be loud.
We're out here.
On the high speed.
We're really here. If you're hearing us, please let us know somehow, some way. We have no internet, no email. GPS is down. It seems all the electronics have failed us on board the Red Mercury. The project in the lab below seems to be deteriorating. It will fail. Our interrogation will fail here on the Red Mercury.
We're not quite sure what's going on.
We seem to have had some sort of apocalypse. Perhaps there's been an annihilation, a cataclysm, a catastrophe. Some sort of devastation perhaps has befallen the planet. We're not quite sure. We're not in contact. We seem to be alone out here.
If you're joining us,
and I pray you are, hopefully you're in much better spirits than we are. It's very depressing here. We feel so alone. Perhaps the oracle has maybe the foreshadowing of the manifestation of the prophecy has come our way. We're losing our minds here on the Red Mercury, and everything is good. We're not sure. I think we're hearing some swamp artists. I can see the dipole hanging from the yard arm. I can see the connection. I know it's working, and I escape. The dipole is working. I can almost see the waves. And we crash against the deck and radiate out to the sky. Let's see what this sound gun does to the radiation pattern.
Yeah. would be Red Mercury.
Out here on the high seas. So now I think we just saw John Mitchell on board.
Perhaps some of you know John Mitchell.
Well, maybe you don't know him personally, but we know him here on the Red Mercury through research and development.
Through science. 1783,
John Mitchell.
Speaking of Oscar Nicole.
Perhaps the stellar man.
Perhaps we'll see the event horizon.
So we will have no escape.
On board the Red Mercury.
As we sail to the edge of the sea and fall off
to Davy Jones' locker.
Perhaps it's the event horizon. The old spoke about.
Maybe we're there.
Hopefully our sanity remains intact for the most part.
We're not quite sure right now.
Yeah, we're not right. Something definitely feels amiss.
On board the Red Mercury.
I pray somebody can hear us. I pray
someone is out there.
I wish we could receive some sort of report, some sort of sign of life. But I do have faith.
I do have faith.
I see a black horizon at this point. I believe the event horizon will be much more spectacular
with its relativity of its gravitational pull limits.
Let's go ahead and get back to some Chris Cornell.
From Sound Garden.
If you're out there.
Can you hear him though?
Let us know.
Perhaps a smoke signal.
Perhaps I lose my mind on board the Red Mercury.
Maybe it's just the horizon.
It's so hard to tell.
It feels like 1959.
Thank you. Mercury Lab.
Coming at you live tonight from the high seas. Or are we live?
Perhaps we've reached the boundaries of the Schwarzschild radius. Perhaps we've gone to the point of David Finkelstein as he describes the surface of the event horizon.
A perfect unidirectional membrane.
Who knows where we're at here on the Red Mercury.
We have no contact with the world,
the inside, the outside, any world for that matter. We don't really know where we're at. The strength of the electromagnetic field has overtaken the Red Mercury. Perhaps the black hole has already formed and we're at the event horizon and the collapse is imminent. We're not sure. We feel so alone, as if we're the only living soul left. Anyway, in this one universe of great cosmic realm in which we live here on the Red Mercury.
But in the back of my mind, I know
it must be the insanity. Not be the only one left. I'm sure of it. Or am I? Let's get back to the sound garden.
Perhaps Chris Cornell will have some wisdom from
some illumination of what I'm feeling tonight on board the Red Mercury. The loneliness, thank you.
broadcasting live tonight from the high seas on board the RV Red Mercury.
And we're on the high seas. We're on board the RV Red Mercury.
Hopefully someone is hearing us out there somewhere. We feel some sort of tragedy has befallen us on the Red Mercury. We're not quite sure what it is. It could be a temporal distortion, a paradoxical quake. Perhaps we have reached some sort of event horizon. Perhaps time itself has stopped for everyone who's alive, but they have stopped being. We're not quite sure. Perhaps Duffer Jones is out there somewhere. The myopic sailor who often found himself overboard and in Davy Jones' locker. Hopefully you're hearing us and you're in good spirits. The Red Mercury is not doing too good tonight. Hopefully we are getting out. We've got some sound guarded plane. We're looking for some inspiration. And I think we can keep this from Chris Cornell. Let's go ahead and get back to some music.
flight tells me it's somebody named the Dandy Guy. I'm quite sure who it is. Contact. If you're out there and you're hearing this, hopefully we wake up tomorrow and find those emails. Those postings on the forum group. Hopefully this is some sort of dream. Some sort of paradoxical mind trip we're on. On board the Red Mercury. Hopefully our laboratory work is not in vain. Hopefully it's there tomorrow. Hopefully propagation is good tonight. I'd like to face my fears now and go on deck on board the Red Mercury and meet this Vanderdecken. If you're just joining us, the show is over. On board the Red Mercury. Hopefully you've heard something, someone, somewhere. As our transmissions get weaker and weaker. On board the Red Mercury.